The state agency that oversees oil and gas drilling in California issued 2,691 permits to drill new oil and gas wells and rework existing ones in the first half of this year, according to an analysis of state data by Consumer Watchdog and Frac Tracker Alliance. They also found several months after Governor Gavin Newsom announced a crackdown on fracking projects, CalGEM, the California Geologic Energy Management Division, issued 48 new permits for hydraulic fracturing. Jamie Court is president of the public interest group Consumer Watchdog.
The Newsom administration agency responsible for approving permits for oil and gas wells granted 190% more permits in the first 6 months of 2020 than over Governor Newsom's first 6 months in 2019. And that's really staggering. It's also troubling because in those permits were 48 new fracking permits granted to Aera and Chevron between April and July of 2020, when he had previously announced that he was going to at least temporarily freeze fracking. And of course, Governor Newsom, when he ran for office, said he wanted to ban fracking, but that didn't happen. So we have basically the oil companies having their way with this agency.
State Oil and Gas Supervisor Yuduk Jonatuk tells KPFA News those numbers are misleading and paint an inaccurate picture of the permits issued. In a written statement, he said the number of new drilling permits were up 7%, not 190%. But Court explains the state considers all permits in that equation, even ones for existing wells, as part of its tally. KPFA News asked the agency to clarify this disparity, but they didn't respond by airtime. Consumer Watchdog is also reporting during the governor's first year in office, his administration issued 211 fracking permits. Jonatuk said in a statement, oil production in California this year is at its lowest level than any time in the last four decades. And the number of permits issued for sealing old wells have outpaced permits for new ones. That comes as the state's largest oil driller, Community Resources Corporation, has filed for bankruptcy. It owns about 20% of oil and gas wells in the state. Court surmises oil and gas companies are accumulating new well permits to prove their fiscal solvency to lenders at a time when oil demand is plummeting due to the coronavirus pandemic and lack of travel. This, he says, is a concern, because should more companies go bankrupt, they could leave the state with a cleanup bill because of California's lax bonding requirements. That's another term for insurance. Court says the governor could easily do more to protect Californians from footing the bill.
We don't have the wherewithal to plug those wells. We don't have the money from the companies if they're abandoned or if they needed to be plugged, what we call bonding. So the governor's got to reevaluate how he goes about approving new wells. We have new requirements under the law for additional bonding amounts that he can collect up to $30 million per company if they want to get a well permit. And we think he should apply the standard that until they put the money down so that they are bonded for that $30 million of well cleanup and plugging that they are going to be responsible for one day, he should not grant a single permit. And we believe he should issue an emergency regulation to make that happen, because otherwise we're going to be on the hook.
Court says states like oil-rich Texas have tougher bonding requirements than California. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.